Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so great and wonderful. He created our world when nothing else existed. We can do some actions for this song, My God is So Great. Stretch both arms high into the sky. When we say, My God is so great, show your arm muscles when we sing, so strong and so mighty. And then shake your finger like you're saying no. There's nothing my God cannot do. Let's sing, My God is So Great.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Angels have helped many people out of danger. In heaven, your angel will tell you how they secretly saved you from many dangers. I want to give my angel a hug when I meet them. Let's sing this song from Thy Word Creation, My Angel. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Why was Peter put in a jail?
Because he was preaching of God.
That's right. He wouldn't stop talking about Jesus, and some people didn't like that, so they put him in jail for talking about Jesus. Question 2. His friends were worried about Peter's safety. What did Peter's friends do all night for him?
He prayed.
Prayed. Yes, that's something we can always do to help others. Maybe we can't be there to rescue them, but we can pray, and God can do it. Question 3. How did Peter get out of jail?
The angel did it.
An angel got him out. That's right. The angel came in, his chains fell off, the doors opened wide, and the soldiers were sleeping. God did a miracle, and he was led free from jail. Our lesson today is Animals That Escape, Philippians 4, verse 8.
Is there anything praiseworthy? Meditate on these things.
In our Bible story, an angel helped Peter escape from prison. People like Peter are not the only ones who have gotten away when locked up. Some of God's creatures are good at escaping, too. Do you have an animal who's good at escaping? Maybe your dog sneaks away, or maybe your rabbit can get under the fence. Orangutans are big, reddish, monkey-like animals that live in the jungle. They love to climb trees and eat lots of fruit. Orangutans are very clever animals. When it comes to escaping, the orangutan is one of the best. There was an orangutan who lived in the Omaha Zoo. He escaped from his home many times. When the zookeepers came in the morning, they often found the orangutan lounging in trees where they didn't want him to be. The zookeepers couldn't figure out how this orangutan kept escaping, so they used video cameras. When the zoo was closed, the camera would catch what the orangutan was doing, and that's how they found out. During the day, the orangutan hid a little piece of wire. Then at night, when everyone was gone, he took the wire and he unlocked the door that kept him in. Jesus gave the orangutan a good brain, and he used his brain to think how to hide things and even open locked doors so he could escape. Wow, God has given you a brain too. We can use it to think. How does God want us to think? He wants us to think about good things. At another zoo, there was a blue and red macaw, a big bird from the Vancouver Zoo. Even though the feathers on its wings were clipped so that it couldn't fly, he still figured out how to escape. This macaw couldn't run, and he couldn't fly. But he was a smart little bird. He could hop into a camper and ride 20 miles away before ever being found. Jesus gave this bird, the macaw, a good brain, and he gave the orangutan a good brain, too. But even more than that, God gave you a good brain. He wants you to figure out things. When there's a problem, he wants you to think, and we can always go to him and ask him, "Help me figure out a problem that I need help with." God has given us brains to think, and one thing he wants us to think about is about being thankful. What are some things that you are thankful for?
My sister.
I'm glad you're thankful for her. And what else?
Mommy and Daddy and Melissa, my friend.
God wants us to think about all kinds of good things. What else can your brain do?
Think.
Let's use our brains to think good things. It's memory verse time. Our memory verse this week is Acts 5:19. An angel of the Lord opened the prison doors. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. I'm so glad you joined me today, learning about using our brains and fun animals and how they could escape and how angels come and they help us. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you've given us brains. Help us to use our brains to think good things, to use them to solve problems and to worship you and to love you and to tell others about you. Please come soon. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, Faith is the Victory. Join us in singing.
Jesus' conquering name.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.